This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
There is an article in New York Magazine that's been getting a lot of buzz this week. It's about Matt Lauer, the co-host of the Today Show on NBC, and the recent turmoil at that show. It's lost its long-held number one position in the ratings amid a high-profile and unsuccessful tryout of Ann Curry as co-host. Joe Hagan wrote the story for New York Magazine, and he joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, set the scene for us about how important these morning shows are for the networks in terms of revenue.
Well, they're like the bedrock of the network. I mean, they're the highest cash generating programs on the network. All day long, twice that at The Tonight Show. So it's like at its peak, The Today Show was like $500 million a year, which is a huge amount of money.
Yeah.
And it's because they have this very rich target audience of 4 to 5 million viewers, mostly women. 70% is a number that you hear, and in that sort of target demographic of, you know, young mothers, basically, in their 20s and 30s.
And they're not losing audience in the same way that the evening newscasts are.
No. They, in fact, I think overall they've gone up in the last year or so. So Good Morning America obviously has benefited mostly from that because they're now number one.
So as your story has been out there this week, there have been questions about Matt Lauer's future, about whether potentially Anderson Cooper from CNN would come to the Today Show and replace him. What's going to happen?
Well, it behooves them to begin to think about who would be next because they don't know how long he will be there. I mean, he's got a 2-year window in his contract. If he decides to leave or if he's no longer happy, they would have to find somebody also. So in either scenario, they need to be looking, and they are.
So when I look at this, and I am a morning broadcaster myself, there are the little things you could point to that, you know, this person leaving or that person coming in or whatever things happened at these shows that made one go up in the ratings and the other go down. But in the end, it seems like a huge part of this is just likability and the chemistry that the hosts have with each other.
Right. That's what's amazing about this as a business. It's kind of based on things that you can't totally control. I mean, chemistry, as one of the producers told me, you can't create it. You can only create opportunities for it and then have talent who can generate it. And, you know, you often hear, well, the people on ABC's Good Morning America look like they genuinely like each other.
Yeah.
It seems like they're having fun. And on the Today Show, there's a kind of like uncomfortable awkwardness, something that seems vaguely funereal about the scenario.
Or at least there has been since, I guess, Katie Couric left and maybe to some extent Meredith Vieira.
Right. Well, since Meredith Vieira left, is for sure.
Did you learn anything about what creates that chemistry that you say is so hard to come up with?
Well, you can't really create it. I think it's about talent scouting and finding people who can do a very interesting combination of things, both be journalists and seem to have the ability to interview people in a serious way, but then swiftly pivot into completely ridiculous happy talk and be able to toss a salad live on camera. And that turns out to be a remarkable talent. You know, one producer told me that Matt Lauer is the Johnny Carson of morning TV, right? I mean, he doesn't really strike you immediately as a guy who with a big, wild personality, you know, whose talent is popping off the TV screen, but he does have one, and it's so subtle that, you know, you don't even notice it, which is actually the talent.
Joe Hagan, contributing editor with New York Magazine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.